Ovarian cancer is often diagnosed late and the prognosis is poor, but because of the way it affects the reproductive organs, the disease and subsequent treatment can also have a significant impact on sexuality, fertility and body image. A new study will look at those things and how women with ovarian cancer can be better supported. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Cancer affects different people in different ways. For Nadia Adabo, the surgery that helped her survive ovarian cancer left her unable to produce children.
Fertility was no longer possible for me, so that was one of the hardest things to come to terms with.
Diagnosed at just 36, the Melbourne woman is now in remission. The medical treatment is complete, but 9 years on, her experience of her sexuality and sense of self has changed.
So that was quite difficult to navigate, and the psychological or the emotional help at the end helped me try to redefine who I am now.
In an effort to better support women like Nadia Adabo, the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne want to speak to women around the country affected by ovarian cancer about their personal experiences with sexuality, body image, depression and anxiety. Clinical psychologist Leslie Stafford will lead the study in partnership with Ovarian Cancer Australia.
When our self-confidence takes a dive because we have a scar across our abdomen, or we've lost our hair, or we feel unwell, or because a loss of a reproductive organ, all of that has an impact on our sexuality.
Where 5-year survival rates in breast cancer patients is at 91%, the survival rate for ovarian cancer is at just 45%. Leslie Stafford says ovarian cancer treatment is so focused on controlling the disease, there's often less emphasis on preserving quality of life. But she says that shouldn't be the case.
For the women with ovarian cancer, life is not going to go on as usual, because the next few years are likely to be taken up with quite intensive and aggressive treatment.
Jill Emberson was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in February 2016.
The way this cancer is detected makes it fundamentally quite different to the sensation and emotional response that women would have to many other cancers.
The former ABC presenter says the disease has affected her feelings around sexuality, but that she's also benefited from counselling throughout her treatment.
I am deeply sad about the fact that it has made me feel very limited in my sexual expression, you know, for the last couple of years because of where the disease is. So that's pretty horrible and confronting, and it's why I really couldn't cope without the help of my counsellor.
The study will help create treatment programs for ovarian cancer patients.
Bridget Fitzgerald reporting.